Welcome to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast, where it's all about enhancing your spiritual life with host Suzanne Thibault, founder of the Padisma Advanced Healing Systems, intuition expert, and animal communicator. Listen to visionary spiritual leaders and learn their tips for living a divinely inspired life. And now, your host, Suzanne Thibault. Welcome to Savvy Spiritual Growth. Hi, everyone. I'm Suzanne Thibault, expert animal and angelic intuitive, and I am your host of this show. Welcome here. I'm so happy you are here today, as this is the liftoff episode for Savvy Spiritual Growth. I'm so excited to be launching this show because it is very personal for me, as it's a product of my own spiritual journey and transformation, and I really look forward to sharing all of this with you for your own spiritual growth. I want hope to share some of the nitty-gritty about the show, and if you're listening, I'm really glad you're here. New episodes air the first and third Tuesdays of each month at 1 p.m. All episodes are available on iTunes, where you can download them for free. I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. I've been walking my spiritual journey for about 10 years. I work as a Padisma Advanced Master Healer, intuitive counselor, and animal communicator, helping spiritually centered men and women to release their resistance with the assistance of their pets. I teach and mentor clients and group workshop participants on topics of intuition, animal communication, animal and angelic guidance, spirituality, personal growth, and life transformation. And I do this with the assistance of my own angelic team. I am the founder of two groundbreaking healing systems for spiritual growth, the Padisma Advanced Healing Systems for people and animals, and the Love Blast Healing System, a philanthropic system which delivers massive amounts of healing energy to areas around the world. My spiritual wake-up call was a kick in the rear with leg nerve pain. This put me onto my spiritual path to find a solution to this pain, and I began reading spiritual books by authors like Doreen Virtue and Sylvia Brown, and that really got me interested in spirituality. I really wanted to start using my intuition too to find an answer to this pain, but also to help guide me in life. So when I started using my intuition, I really struggled because I did not recognize the difference between my own thoughts and divine guidance. I thought everything was guidance, but that wasn't true. That run-in with false guidance was my training ground. And in 2002, I intuitively downloaded the Padisma Advanced Healing Systems. And I now teach advanced energy healing and animal communication to help others help themselves and their animals to heal. The good news is I did heal my nerve pain in the process of all this. Padisma is a fantastically powerful energy that just washed it away. And this is why Padisma energy is here. It's a high, high frequency energy to help people and animals to heal mind, body, and spirit and have a healthy life. I know that walking your spiritual path can be a bumpy road. I've experienced it. And I've learned that when you step into that arena of love and light, you're working on a relationship with a higher source. Whatever you want to call that source, God, spirit, or creator, spiritual growth comes through that connection. You can get savvy and use your intuition to make intuitive decisions that lead you in the right direction. You can learn to discern true intuitive guidance from mental thoughts. You can follow angelic and animal guidance to help you walk your spiritual path. Animal guidance is a specialty of mine. It's using your awareness to see the guidance of animals and wild animals to show you what needs healing in your own life. And I have learned through my experiences that we are completely surrounded by loving guidance, not just from the angelic realm, but also from nature and the animal kingdom. Our spiritual calling asks us to look inside and take notice of blocks in the way so we can heal them. Those blocks are energetic in nature and they're held in your aura, or the energy field of the body. When things seem to go wrong in life, those blocks show up through your life experiences. They are moments of struggle, of challenge, loss, grief, or challenging relationships. Things you feel are wrong with your life are asking to be seen and heard so that they can heal. Our pets reflect to us like a mirror. Through their behavior, that which we need to heal. Our pets help us to see what needs healing. That's how spiritual growth and transformation happens, through your awareness and making the conscious choice to heal by seeing all the loving guidance pointing you in the right direction. The cool part of spirituality is that you have the power to short-circuit these painful experiences by choosing to heal them. We all have the opportunity to transform our lives. We have the opportunity to enhance our lives in spirituality. We have the opportunity to go deeper into who we really are. It's time to get savvy about your spiritual life, and you can do that here on this show. Our life experiences can be altered through choice. That's one of the powers we hold as human beings, is the power of choice. We can choose to heal. We can choose to see our truth. We can choose to gracefully move through struggle, supported by angels and animals. And I'm passionate to help people do just that, because my own struggles with intuition and false guidance have provided me with deep compassion for those struggling on their spiritual journey. And I love supporting others and empowering their soul's truth by finding their personal power so they can express their authenticity. And this show is one of the ways I can support you and your spiritual growth. Intuition is a tool we all have to access our inner truth, and it plays a big part of our spirituality. Because spirituality is walking through that divine connection, and we use our intuition to communicate with the angelic realm. Intuition is a natural ability we can learn to use to guide us in life and to talk to animals. Only you can know and interpret what your intuition is saying. So it's important to really use your intuition, practice using it. If you're struggling, get help with it, so that you can use your intuition and receive your loving guidance to point you in the right direction in life. I'm happy on this show to offer new perspectives and guidance for your savvy spiritual journey. This show will feature well-established experts in the field of spiritual growth, addressing a wide range of topics for all things spiritual for your savvy spiritual life. I look forward to having dialogue with you, as that's how I can support you most effectively. So that's what Savvy Spiritual Growth Radio is all about. I hope you'll join us each week, Tuesdays. Recordings are available for free on iTunes to listen to or download. Until next time, follow your heart.
Thank you for listening to Savvy Spiritual Growth with Suzanne Thiebaud. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend and share the amazing energy. Be sure to check out the other episodes to ignite your personal and spiritual growth. If you are ready to develop your intuition, talk to your pets and angels, and change your life, get Suzanne's free gift at suzannethiebaud.net. Also, visit us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Google+. Subscribe to the Savvy Spiritual Growth podcast on iTunes.